Everything that they are telling us is a lie.
All the Muslim guys I know are generally really cool. Like, I train with, because, you know, in fighting, you train with a lot of them. They're generally really cool. They don't want to come bring free law. They just want to train, get a paycheck, and go back to Dagestan, where the they're from. And, like, they're generally cool people. So, like, my experience with Muslims isn't, like, the propaganda that they feed me. Like,
yeah, man, I used to hate them. I mean, I used to hate them because of what I did. But, you know, that flag right there was given to me by a really good friend of mine who's Muslim.
Assalamu alaikum. I was really happy to see this interview, a short clip of it, of Sean Strickland. You know, I've been critical of him in the past and called him out on many of the insane things that he said about Muslims. Let's get into this clip and respond with some of the truths that he was actually speaking. Sean Strickland.
Because I've been, like, really eating the Zionist propaganda most of my life. And it took kind of October 7th to, like, and I'm no fan. Like, I'm not like the Muslim, like, all the Muslim guys I know.
That's the key, propagandize. And we're seeing a pattern here. We're seeing people like Candace Owens saying the same thing.
Americans don't know anything. We know very, after 9/11, I think about it now, the propaganda to make me afraid of Muslims. I can't even imagine being a Muslim growing up after 9/11 in America, because I know how I felt about them. And I was young, I was 11 years old. But that beating every day in our heads that every Muslim was a terrorist was the idea that you got.
I make jokes about it.
To all Muslims growing up during that time in America, I am sorry on behalf of America.
Yeah, I'm sorry
for the way
too.
That you were treated. That it is so unacceptable. When I go back and I re-examine that propaganda, that brainwashing that took place in the classroom to make me scared of something, I didn't even know what a Muslim was.
Same thing. It's like they wake up out of this vaccine bubble, whatever it is. You wake up out of this bubble and now you're like, hold on. Was the wool pulled over my eyes? Candace said it. Tucker.
We felt a little bit of that after 9/11 when people bought the lies about 9/11. There were many lies about 9/11, but the net result was to convince Americans that they were under siege from global Islam, that there were a billion people trying to kill them. I felt this way myself. And many times I said on television, the problem is Islam. The problem is Muslims. Like, they all want to kill us. They're all crazy. They're all in this lunatic suicide cult created by Muhammad in the 7th century, and I believe that. I was hysterical. I believed that. No, that's not true. Nothing about that is true.
You could find tape of me saying, the problem is Muslims. The problem is Islam. I can't even believe I said something like that. The problem is not a religion. It's clearly not all Muslims. But I said that. Why did I say that? I'm ashamed of saying that. And I've apologized. Let me apologize again for saying that. That's the disgusting thing to say. And if we fall for this nonsense...
Hodge twins... Many of these conservatives, they're like, they were starting to wake up and see through what they've been propagandized with.
A lot of the anti-Muslim rhetoric that's put out there originates with people who are very, very pro-Israel, who kind of need us to demonize them. Right. And I've taken a look recently at my own rhetoric on this to say, like, have I been manipulated? I want to make sure I'm not getting manipulated. I mean, demanding that I... in their view, return to Muslim hate. That any deviation off of Muslims are bad, universally bad, is not acceptable and makes you of the left, was the accusation. And, you know, you're just out there for clicks. It's like, nothing I've done is for clicks.
And it seems like Sean Strickland is making a huge turn now. Let's continue on.
Because I grew up in the 90s, and after 9/11, I mean, again, you've experienced, you were know, like, you lived it. But I, like, Muslim to me was like boogeyman. The Muslim is bad. The Muslim's bad. Like, and it were so propagandized. So after October 7th, I was like full saying, like, Muslim bad.
Look how research many people are becoming, like Sean Strickland. People are starting to research this stuff. And you start to feel like in the past, you start to think before you see certain people say, man, if they just turn their brain on and just do a little bit of research, do some critical thinking, and his critical thinking skills are being put to work, and he's able to articulate these truths here. And it seems like the interviewer, he's on the same page.
It's almost like they needed it to happen so that they can do everything that they're doing right now.
And this is where, like, and this is where is
kind of like 9/11.
Yeah, fuck. And then you look at their response. It wasn't like a response of, like, we're gonna go get our people back. They go, like, the satellite images, like. And this is where, like, And this is where Israel and me, like, now people in Israel f***ing me. Like, it's funny, you're loved by them and you're hated. Because it's like, dude, you made me realize, like, Israel deprogrammed me.
Oh, don't get me started here. You mentioned the other, Building 7. I mean, that's the question here. What happened? It's kind of like what happened after this event, and this Sean Ryan mentions it, and you see where that took us, as a country. And then you see, okay, who are the dancing guys, and then all the other facts that come out, and then you got architects and engineers and congressmen now, and other, former congressmen and others who are speaking out against this. They want a new investigation because the last one, it shows credible evidence that it was fixed, it was set up to fail. So now people are doing their homework. They're turning on their critical thinking skills, and they're coming to this conclusion. Unbelievable.
Israel deprogrammed me. Because I'm watching what you guys did to Gaza, and we're not seeing, like, I don't see, when I see a dead body, I don't see a jihadist with an AK. I'm seeing a little girl being pulled out of a building. I see map images of this, like, piece of land that, like, is now a demolition site. Like, you are committing, on a very small scale, a genocide.
That's the other thing. I, not on a small scale, on a massive scale. I mean, look how many people now. There's reports from, I think it's a small in 100,000, but you had the Lancet was at like almost 300,000. I believe it's more. It's probably 400,000 or 500,000. But this is the key here is that he is looking into it, and anyone who has an atom's weight, a little bit of truth, that anybody whose heart is on, who it has not been that contaminated and it's not that darkened, they see, like these kids, they see kids coming out of the rubble. They are able to see this Gaza. It's just totally demolished. And then they go on and they see many of these religious figures who are making excuses for that. They're saying that, oh, they would have grow up to be terrorists, these little kids, and then they justify it. I mean, this is insane. And people are starting to wake up. It's unbelievable. It's like something is really happening.
We're having a proportional response to what they're doing. I'm like, well, what you wouldn't do, you wouldn't go over there and f*** kids. Like, we didn't go to World War II. We didn't go f*** murder kids. We liberated them, and we rebuilt Germany to one of the most successful countries in the region. That's what we did after World War II. We didn't go flatten everybody and for kids. Like, don't give me that crazy
Yeah, so this is refreshing. I mean, we'll be critical about Sean Strickland when he's talking nonsense, and he's done that in the past. He's been called out for it, and we invite him again to come on the program. Let's have a discussion, because he was repeating a lot of the propaganda points that are spread by the hate industry. I mean, it's a $1 billion industry, and they need to get you. Spreading hate of Muslims is an agenda to get you to agree with going and looting their land and going and into these endless wars because they're barbaric, they're violent, they want to come in over here and take our way of life. I think Sean Strickland and the common American now is seeing that this is hogwash. This is they've distracted me from the real issue. People are starting to see that. They're starting to wake up. So we want to give credit to Sean Strickland here. He actually is starting to share some of that truth, and we pray that God Almighty Allah guides him, and we invite him to look further into Islam, to meet and talk with, because purpose of life is something that all of us should seek out, where we're going when we die, what's the ultimate truth in life, who is the creator, what does he want from us. All of that is laid out in Islam, based with proof and evidence. But these distortions, these lies have covered the treasure. And there's so many of them. They're just back to back. You know, you think of Islam, you think of some of the worst things in your mind. But it's totally opposite. It's totally opposite of that. But it's going to take a little bit of digging. It's going to take a little bit of research, sincerity. And I give people the simple homework to ask the creator of the heavens and the earth. Ask the one Jesus asked. Don't pray to a human being. Don't pray to creation. Pray to the creator of the universe, the one who has no beginning, no end. The creator doesn't become born, doesn't have a birthday, and then the creator dies. No, greater is one and alone worthy of worship. And you ask the one who created the sun and the moon and everything in this universe, guide me. Why'd you put me here? What do you want from me? What do you want me to do? However, in your words, in your language, just guide me. Guide me. And then start to look into the truth. If you're sincere, the creator will guide you. If you take one step towards the creator, he's going to take 10 towards you. You go walking, he's going to come running. Forgives all sins. If you're truly repentant. But I can speak until I'm blue in the face. I can tell you that Islam is that truth. But I want you to look into it for yourself and to experience it. And that first step is wanting it, being sincere, knowing that death is a reality. We can die at any time. Any time death can come. That's very scary. And then you'll be in the grave in those championship belts and all of your matches and all of your jiu-jitsu and boxing is not going to help you at the end. When the angels take your soul, and now you're shown the paradise, which you could have had if you would have sought the truth, lived on the truth, died on the truth. But no, you decided to make your desires a god. You denied the truth. This is a sign. Signs come to you. You're just like making silly excuses. And then you die like that. Then who do you got to blame except yourself? And then the hellfire is shown, and that's your home. That's it. You strove to party in this life. You strove to drink and hang out, fornicate, and OnlyFans, and you just wanted to live it up. YOLO. No, you live twice, not once. So prepare for it. And I am bringing you this message. So God is one, alone worthy of worship. He sent prophets and messengers. They all came with the same truth. One God, pure monotheism. Live a morally upright life. And it's all there in the Quran and the authentic teachings of the last and final messenger, Prophet Muhammad, who was a brother to Jesus and Moses, Abraham. It's beautiful when you be able to make the connection all the way to the beginning. God didn't send different contradictory messages. He sent the same message since the beginning. So I don't want to bore you. This is heavy on a lot of people when they first hear this, but if they're sincere, it's like it makes sense. It makes sense. You're going to have to struggle a little bit because there's a lot of programming. But when you break out of it, if you're a truth seeker, then you're like, wow, you want more and you want more and you keep going. So I'm glad that you tuned in. Let's get this to Sean Strickland. Sean Strickland, commend you for that. We'd like to invite you on the program. Look more into Islam. Sit with a knowledgeable Muslim. We can make our time available for you if you're interested. And anybody else, go to thedeanshow.com. We'll get you a free copy of the Quran. We see you next time. And don't forget, many of you are watching the program, but you haven't subscribed. Subscribe right now. Hit that notification bell because we see many of our videos because we speak on very important topics. So you know what happens when you do that. So we need your support to get these videos out, to get the truth out. And we'll see you next time. Until then, peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.